Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Kulach yofer ayosi umum eibach." That there's no mum. Talking about Sanhedrin there, mashwa, they have no mum. That they can't be blind. So mela chalitza tzaraya, chalitza does not need dayonim. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's raya, that chalitza does not have to be the dayonim, could even be bedjoitis. For the Gemara of Ibuch, hehili einay mayovidlei, is according to Tanakama, that they say the word ziknei teaches us that even hedjoitis. So why does the Torah have to say the word leinai? For what person do we need leinai? We know, yeah, we know anyway Sanhedrin is good. So Mora says, Lika the Rav who the Yosef, comes from Rav is in. The Yomar Rav, Rav says like this, Tzricha dainei lemechsei roika, the konofek mipume divoma. That, what we use the word eina means, that they have to be able to see the spit that comes out of her mouth. When the Yavama spits, that's part of the Chalitza. After she takes off the shoe, after Yavam, then she has to spit in front of him. So when the spit comes out of her mouth, the Dayanim have to see it. That's what it means, Le'enei. Le'enei comes to teach us that Tzrichei Dayanim Lemechsei Reiko Tekonofek Mipume, the Yavama. When it comes out of her mouth, the Dayanim have to see it. The Pasuk says, Le'enei Hasekeinim V'yoko, that she has to spit in front of the eyes of the Zakenim. That's this Rosh here. The Mar of Yiduch, for the Mar of the other one also Luchur needs it for this Rosh. So how does he know to say even Adjaitis? The Mar of Yiduch, Nami mi boile likudarova. Luchur also, you need the word Lenai for this Rosh. To teach us that the Sahendi, the Dayonim, or the Adjaitis, they have to be able to see the spit. So the Mar says, Eina Chanami, take a right. Viela Adjaitis minolei. So if so, Takasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that Hedjaitis is enough? Maybe you have to have Dafka Dayonim. He's like the Tanakhama, the word Zikne is extra to teach us Hedjaitis. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word Zikne is to teach us that you need five, not three. So how does he know Hedjaitis? Maybe the Dafka have to be regular Dayonim. Sumor says, I from the word Leinai. No, we need the word Leinai to teach us that they have to be able to see the spit. But maybe they talk have to be real dayonim. So Gemara says, "Nafka le mi b'Yisrael." It says the word "mi b'Yisrael." Rashi look, or it says "mi Yisrael." So we dash in Yisrael koldu. Mash many Yisrael is enough. As long as these people are from Yisraelim, even though they're not Sanhedrin, to Hedjaitis, that's also enough. Gemara says, "V'iduch." What do then? What are the? Why don't the Rabbanan use it like this? Vidach hay Yisro mayobadlei. So Rabbanan, let's say from the word ziknei, we know hedjaitis. So what do they do with the extra word Yisroel? So Mora says mi borda lekiratoni Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. They need it for Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda's halacha. That what the Yisroel vidashena means bebezdin shal Yisroel v'loy bebezdin shal gerim. That here by chalitz it's a special halacha. You're not allowed to use a ger. A ger can't be part of these hedjaitis. To be by the Chalitza. The three people that have to be by the Chalitza have to be a regular Yisroel and not Gerim. Gerim are not kosher to be by the Bezdin of a Chalitza. For the Mar Vidach, how does the other man, the Yama, know this? If you need the word Yisroel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the word Yisroel to teach us. Hedjaitis, so how does he know that a Ger is no good? So Moran says, be Yisroel achrein aksiv. It says a second time the word Yisroel. Teach us again that chalitza is only kosher by a regular Yisrael and not by a ger. For the Mar Vidach, according to the Rabbanan Shita, then why does it say a second time the word Yisrael? Mi borda lekratanya. We need it for this Russia. The Rambam of Yudah, Yudah said like this: Pa machas, it once happened. Hoyinu yoishvin lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. I was once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Ubo yivama lachlitz, and yivama came to get a chalitza. Vi omar lonu. Onu kulchem, and they told us that we should all answer chalutz hanoal. We should all answer it together. So that's what the pasuk says. The word Yisrael, that what everybody should answer together, based chalutz hanoal. Right, and that's the last pasuk here. That the nikra shemoi be Yisrael, based chalutz hanoal. So why does it say the word be Yisrael a second time? Be Yisrael here. They already set it up on top. Lohakim luyachiv shem be Yisrael. Lohakim luyachiv shem be Yisrael. It says here a second time, Vinikra Shemar B'Yisrael, to teach us that everybody has to repeat these words of Beis Chalutz Hanol. not only the Yavam and the Yavama, but everybody around, they also have to repeat it. So that's what we do with this word, Be Yisrael. It teaches us everybody should say together, Beit Chalutanu. For the more of Yiduch, how does the other man, the Yavama, know this, that everybody around there is supposed to answer back, Chalutanu, Mi V'nikra Nafka? The Pasuk says V'nikra. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, V'nikra Shemai B'Yisrael. From V'nikra means it should be called. What do you mean it should be called? That everybody that's around there, B'Shas, that given Chlitza, is also to say out, Chalutza Noel. For the Gemara, good. Ela Mayatir So, V'koru Shnayim, V'divru Shnayim. His Ochinam of Yehuda, Harei Kantisha. Like if Yehuda Dashins, it says the word Zikanim, then it says the word Ziknei, to say you have to have at least four. For the Gemara, it also says the words V'koruloi, then it says V'divrolov. And Pasuk Ches, it says V'koruloi, Zikneiroi. So maybe say V'koruloi means another two people. And V'divrolov, they speak to him another two people. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have eight, and another one should make nine. So maybe you have to have nine Dayanim B'Shas Chalitza. For the Gemara. Hachinam Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Kantisha. L'Rabbanon Harei Kan Shiva. According to Rabbanon, the only dash in the word to Kainim is two. And now maybe Dibru, and maybe the Koru, means another four. So maybe you have to have six, and one more makes seven. So Gemara says, no. These words are the Koru and the Dibru, whom we bore the Likatanya. We need these words for like we learned. The Koru Loi. What does that mean? V'loi Shlucham. That the Bezdin, the Dayonim themselves have to say this to him. It's not enough to Shliach, but the Bezdin themselves has to say it. For Dibru Elov, what does it mean they talked to him? What are they talking to him about? Melamed Shemasiyim Loi Eitzo Agenis Loi. So you have to give him good advice. Like before the Yavim now comes to make Yibum, the Bezdin, they have to give him good advice. What does that mean? Shemha Yehu Yelid. Let's say the brother that's alive now is a young boy. He's 14 years old. V'zakeina, his brother's wife is 65 years old. Arel Suzokin, he's 65 years old. V'yalda, she's 14 years old. Is Imram Loi, we tell him the Yavam, Malach is Eitzel Yalda. What do you have to do with this young girl? You're 65. What do you want with a 14-year-old girl? Malach Eitzel Zakeina. Or else if you're a young boy, 14, what do you need a 73-year-old lady for? Is Klach Eitzel Shekhamoyscha? You're better off not marrying her and get married to somebody your age. Don't bring fights into your house. If you're going to marry somebody a different age than you, you're going to end up fighting the whole day. So that's the pshat from the Dibre Love, that the Bezdin gives him a good Eitza. He's on that side, he wants to make Yibam. There's Labdak talking about Chalitza. The Dibre Love means the Chalal. When they come, when the Yavam now comes to Bezdin to know what to do, we talk it over with him. So we're going to on the side that the Yavam wants to make Yibam, wants to marry her. Sometimes Bezdin talks him out of it. Says Nakadai, Nakadai to have these fights. But Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Halacha, what's Halacha? Chalitza v'shloisha. It's enough to have three hedyotis. Hoyo v'stam lo tanik avosei. But that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha. That's a stam Mishnah, but that's enough to have three hedyotis. Not like Rav Yehuda, you do not have to have five. It's enough to have three. Three is enough. Oh, Malay Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, Ihochi, if so, Miya Nami, Lechur Wananisha, when a Ketana, a girl that's married, she's a young girl, and she got married only with the Rabbanan. That means she didn't have a father, so only her mother or brother married her off, and it's only Kedusha with the Rabbanan. So Lechur is always we have that she can be Mayan. When she's still a Ketana, she doesn't want a husband anymore, she could just say goodbye to her husband. How does she do it though? She has to go in front of a Bezdin though. Miyan also has to be in front of a Bezdin. How many people have to be there? It's also machlokes. But there's a star mishnah that says like this, the Tanan. Ha Miyan, when the small young girl says goodbye to her husband, via chalitza, or else when Elisha receives, gives chalitza, vishleisha, it has to be in front of three. So here there's a star mishnah, Sanhedrin, that's mashma that Miyan is also enough three. So Gemara says, "Vechit Taimen." Maybe you want to say, "Hachinami Enechlam." Is that true? But maybe that's the halacha. that by minyan also, the halacha is, it's enough to give minyan in front of three people. You don't have to have more. Because the Gemara of Atanya, we learn not like that, we learn like this, Atanya. Minyan, how many people, how much bezdin do you need, b'shas minyan, b'shama yomrim bezdin mumchin. You have to have mamish good bezdin, bezdin mumchin you have to have. A regular Sanhedrin you have to have. Also could be three, but they have to be mumchim. They have to have smicha. Yivaita. Ubeislul oimrim bebezdin. Vishloi bebezdin. It could be inside bezdin or outside bezdin. So Rashi says bezdin means Sanhedrin. Or else outside bezdin. But elu v'yelu moedim shetzara shloisha. They both agree you have to have at least three. The shaila is, it has to be three mumchim or three, or not. But you have to have three. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosi, Machshirim B'Shnayim, they say, me can even be done in front of two people. You don't have to have three, it's enough to have two. For Yomar Rabbi Yosef, Bar Min Yumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Alokha Kyosi Yazug, and that's the Alokha Taka. That by me, and you do not need three, it's enough two. So, Chor Tzakasha, if you're telling me now we pass in by Chalitza three, because it's a Stam Mishnah, there's a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin also, that Miyah needs three? So, Chura, how do we pass? Not like the Stam Mishnah. So, Mora says, Hosom Chad Stoma, Vacha Trey Stomi. I tell you, by Miyah, it's only one Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Therefore, we don't have to pass in like it. But by Chalitza, there are two Stam Mishnahs. There's a Stam Mishnah here in Yevamis, and there's a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So, since we have two Stam Mishnahs, that chalitz is b'shleisha, that's why we pass in three. For the Mara Hosam Nami Trey Staminenu, by me is also two Star Mishnahs. The Tanan, Miyano, Oishachotza Befonov, Yesenu. It says the what? That if the Bezdin themselves that gave her Miyan, or gave her chalitza, one of the people are allowed to marry her afterwards. After this Katana said goodbye to her husband, one of the Dayanim that were there, b'shas Miyan, is allowed to marry her. Why? Mifnei shub bebezdin, because it's done in front of a bezdin. Mashma bebezdin usually means three people. In other words, the svar is, if there's only one person that's mata her, then we said is that we're afraid of a chshad, that maybe the reason why you were mata her, because you wanted to marry her. So you're not allowed to marry her. Mashenkin here, we have to have three people to take the miyun. So with three people, we're not afraid of the chshad. But I call upon them, we see here, how many people do you have to have b'shas miyan? A bezdin is mashma three? So it comes out, you have two star mishnahs that miyan has to be in front of three? So how come we pass and it's enough in front of two? So what are some differences like this? Eloha some trey stomi, hocha tlosa stomi. I tell you, by chalitza, there are three star mishnahs. Mashen came by miyan, true, you have two, but you don't have three. Since you don't have three, therefore we don't paskin by miyan three. There we paskin two is enough. Mashenkin by chalitza that we have three stamishnis. For chalitza we paskin of you need three. That three is enough, not like Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks like this: Nichti, let's see. Hostoma, vostoma, mamanashach. Both halachis is in a stamishnah. Mali chad stam, mali trey stam, mali tlosa. Like, what should be the difference? The chuda svari is if you have a machlekes someplace, and then in the mishnah it says a stam one way, that's the way we should paskin. So since you have a stam mishnah that miyun needs three, so chur we should paskin mean also needs three. How come we paskin mean it's enough to have just two? So my answer is like this: Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. In a place where there's a machloikis, it only says a loch of me and stam. That's the chiddush. That's the rabbi paskin this way. The tanam learns like this: smicha sekenim v'eglo arufa b'shloisha. When you have to have smicha by the sekenim, you have to have three. Eglo arufa has to be done in front of three. Yeah. Now, Divrei Rabbi Yosi, this is all Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Wana Bechamisha. You yourselves know, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that you need five. Ha Chalitza V'Hamiyan B'Shloisha. V'Loi Kapolag Rabbi Yehuda. And at this time, Mishnah, it says clearly that Chalitza is three, and it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda argues over here. Is Shmamina Hoda by Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina. This is a Stam Mishnah that's a Raya that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. because Rabbi Yehuda talks in this Mishnah, and before Rabbi Yehuda said a sheet, he has to fight by Egla Rufa. But when it comes to talk about Chalitza and Miyun, the Mishnah only says three, and it does not say Rabbi Yehuda says five. So it's a right that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. So even though it's a Stam Mishnah over here also about Miyun, but Miyun it's no Raya, because nobody was arguing before. But here by Chalitza it's a pure proof that the man the Yom that it says five, Rabbi Yehuda, was Chayzer, retracted, and also agrees you only have to have three. So that's why by Chalitza we pass him for sure, three is enough. You do not have to have more than three. Moshe says, Omar Rova. Rova says now, Srichi Dainai Lemikve Duchta. When Dayonim want to make Chalitza, they have to have a special place. Trashi Lemikva Duchta Trash L'Shem Kach. There has to be a special place where the Bezdin is going to be in order to give Chalitza. The Pasuk says, we also Yevimtoi Hasharu Elas Kainim. You have to go up to the gates to this Kainim. Mashmah Drashi Hasharu means Moke Mizum Lekach Mashmah. There's a special set aside for this. There's a special place set aside that's called the Shara, where does the Kainim give Chalitza. They make Chalitza there. Not they give, but that's where they watch the Chalitza take place. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. Avdi Uvde Bechamisha. Then when they made Chalitza, they made sure that five Dayanim there. So Chur Demor says, Command Krab Yudah, Mash when they go according to Krab Yudah Shito. I vohoda bay. I would just want to prove that Krab Yudah himself was Chayza. Krab Yudah told us enough to read, you don't have to have five. So Gemara answers, Lefrasume Milsa. That that he had five was not because of Pi Allah, you have to have five Dayanim. It's enough to have three. He just wanted to be Mefursim that everybody should know about it. So Rashi says two reasons. Either the chalutzi for the linzibol the kohen, that a kohen should not marry her, so we want everybody to know that she's a chalutza. Inami the lacy inshiv lichsvul olor, or else we want people to know that she's not a yavomer anymore, and whoever wants to has the right to marry her. So therefore, stam it should be mafrosn. Everybody should know that she received chalutza. That's why we do it in front of five people, but not because that's the halacha. Right, turn over. Right, the same thing. Rav Ashi Yikloy Levei Rav Kana. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana. Omalei, Solok Mar Legabon. So when Rav Ashi went to visit Rav Kana, they told Rav Ashi, come to us. Solok Mar Legabon Lemluya Bechamisha. In order to add up to have five here, in other words, they were in the middle of watching a Chalitza, and he wanted them to be there, that there should be five people, five Dayanim, Shas Chalitza. Again, and Omar of Kano, have ikim na kaim of Yudah, for Yomali to sak lizirs of the koni, come and bring me this pile of konim of reeds. What does that mean? Come to this place. Let's the roof of Bechamisha. That again, we want to have five people. We're in the middle of making a chalitz here. We need five people. Omru lois, we said back to them, Lomali Chamisha, what do you have to have five? We just got finished paskening. It's enough three dayonim. By chalitz, all you have to have is just three dayonim, even three adjaitis. Omaluhu, ki hechad lefarsa milsa, enechnami. Not because halachi you have to have five, but stam, I want everybody to know, I want it to be mefursim, it should be spread out, everybody should know that this isha received chalitza. Either that a kohen should not marry her, or else that, b'chlal, she's allowed to get married now. She's not a yevam l'shuk anymore. Right, the Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Havi koi kaim with Rav Yehuda. He was once near Rav Yehuda. Omaleh, he also told him, Sak tol lezirz of the koni, come near this place where we're keeping the reeds, that's the roof of Bechamisha, in order to have five people by the chalitza. For what purpose? Again, lefrasume milsa. That everybody should know about it, that this isha has chalitza. Omaleh, Tanina, we learned like this. We had before, the Pasuk says two times be Yisrael. One time is teaching us, it has to be bebezdin Yisrael, for loy bebezdin shogerim. A ger cannot be on the bezdin b'shas chalitza. That's why we have to have three dayanim, even at jaitis, but one cannot be a ger. So he said back, we are no ger, no, I'm a ger, therefore I can't be part of the bezdin. Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said like this, kagayin Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, like this Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, ma'afikna ma'moyna apumei, I trust him that I'll take out money because of what he says. In other words, if he would say somebody owes money, I'd believe him, and I'd make the person pay money. For the Gemara, is that true? Ma'afikna sakodaitach, you really think you take out money because of him? For alpishnai made the mamarachmona. The Torah says whenever you want to tell somebody he owes money, you have to have two edim, and eidechot is not enough by dina mamnis. Only by isurim and eidechot is enough. But by dina mamnis, the klal is always alpishnai made him. So what do you mean to say true? You see, he's telling the truth, so you can trust him. But akol ponim and eidechot is not nema by mamin. For money matters, you have to have two edim. Elo, what he meant to say is like this: morana shtar apumei. Because of him, I would say a shtar is no good. So Drashi, the bottom Rashi, the Oymar, Yodana be the Priya, if he would say over that I know this shtar is paid up already, I would believe him and not let them collect money. Like this, if I have a shtar saying you owe me money, I have a right to collect the money, I have a shtar. But if he would say that this shtar was paid up, I would believe him. For this is not called you being Moitzi Mamin, it's called you being Machtik money. For this, he would trust him. Omar Rav, Rav said like this,